Hey, Master Souls. So today I want to talk about money. The title of this class is Money Loves You, and it's titled that very specifically because we have blocks and stories and emotional baggage and glass ceilings that all revolve around this one five-letter word, money. Why is that? Why do we have all of these preconceived, emotions and ideas and thoughts around this little tiny concept? I don't know. And you know what's even better is I don't care to know. See, the best way to get past our own money blocks and our own limitations is to just not care about them anymore. I know that there's a time and in many ways, it's still very popular to go out and do all of this work on your money blocks do this with your money and do that with your money and heal this around your money and heal that. And all of that is great and it's viable. It's wonderful foundational work. And just because we have these blocks and stories, which everyone on the planet has these stories around money, just because we have those things does not mean that we have to wait to fix them to move forward and actually earn money. So I'm going to impart three little pieces of wisdom on you today. One, the blocks don't matter. The blocks don't matter. The stories don't matter. We all have them. If you are leading from a place of soul and heart, the money becomes just something that's a part of what's going on. What really helps intuitives move forward with the money conversations, move forward with charging money, making more money, all of that, is the feeling that there is love and inspiration and alignment happening. It's not about the money or the blocks. It's about being of service and being on purpose. And if we're on purpose and in service, then the money isn't the thing that's leading us or driving us, because intuitive people are not driven solely by money or financial gain. So when we focus on the blocks, what we're actually focusing on in our business is leading with the money. The simplest, easiest way to bypass that block is to not lead with the money. Lead with something else. Lead with where you're going. Lead with who these people will be in the end of whatever it is you're offering. Lead with the benefits. Lead with the joy. Lead with the love. Lead with the connection. All of it. Lead with the service. Then money just becomes part of the conversation instead of, I'm leading, I need money, and so I'm going to lead with the money, and all of this other stuff is happening. Because what's happening when we do that is we are cutting ourselves off from who we are at an intuitive level, at a soul level. We head up into our brains to have a money conversation when where we should be leading from is right here. So yep, we all have blocks. We all have issues. Get over it. Don't lead with that. Let it just come along for the ride. Two, we all also have limits on how much we believe we are allowed to earn before things start happening. We change, other people change, the world changes, all kinds of stories that are involved with those upper limits. Guess what? I am a huge proponent of creating within your comfort zone instead of going and blowing it away. Because when we blow away the ceilings in our money, there's a snapback effect. Like, oh, I'm going to stretch from earning $100 to earning $1 million. And if we go out and we earn that $1 million right away, happens is like we're so outside of that comfort zone that those stories and those self-fulfilling prophecy and those beliefs weigh us down and we snap back. Now we're back to $100. The more organic, natural, beautiful way that doesn't involve the snapback is to work inside of the comfort zone with respect to our money. Is saying, okay, we're at $100, we're going to ease in, and what would feel good, a little uncomfortable, but not so much that I start panicking or like, oh gosh, I could never charge that. So we go from 100 to 150, and then maybe at 150, we ease our way up a little bit more to 200, 250, 500. Wherever that next step is that doesn't trigger all of the stories, we can hear them, but they're not driving us in the background. We can still ignore the blocks in the stories like we did in that first little section of this class. Now we're feeling like, okay, we're just barely stretching that ceiling. And it feels as if we're inside of the comfort zone and we don't have the snapback. So as we raise our income, as we raise our vibration to hold more and more money, we need to be very aware in the money conversation that we don't have to go from 0 to 100. We get to go from 0 to 1 to 10 to 25 to 45 to 55, right? We get to actually increase our comfort zone gradually instead of by leaps and bounds, because then we avoid the snapback and then we avoid the demons that come up on the blocks that we are already ignoring. So go up in your income little bits and pieces at a time. Now, that's not to say quantum leaps won't happen. They will absolutely happen, because as we get really used to stretching within our comfort zone, the amount of stretching within the comfort zone actually loosens up as well. It's sort of like a really good pair of pants that stretches out over the day until it slides on and off. We're doing that. We're actually stretching it to the point where we get so comfortable with these little stretches that the next stretch is like a little bit bigger, and that feels comfortable too. And then we get used to that bigger stretch, and then we get used to that quantum leap stretch. And then that makes sense to us. So stretch incrementally. Stretch, grow your money within the comfort zone, right? You don't have to break through the ceiling to get to that next level of income. Now, the third thing that I really want to impart before we sign off on this class is that money loves you. This is a practice that you get to actually put into place this week. Every time I see a penny on the floor, every time I receive a payment via PayPal, every time someone signs up, every time I get a refund or something's on sale and I save all this unexpected money, I remind myself that money loves me. Every time I pay a bill, I remind myself that money loves me. Thank you, money. I love you. Thank you for loving me. This will absolutely rewire your relationship with money. And all of those blocks and stories that we're sort of setting aside for now start to become less and less significant the more love we pour into it. The more love that vibrates at that higher rate that we pour into that relationship and conversation and dialogue and back and forth with money, the more all of those stories start to fade into the background. Not to say that they won't sneak up from time to time, but we can absolutely handle our money relationship from a place of loving kindness. Not as an adversary, not as going back and blaming our parents for that stupid thing that they taught us, or all of the other stuff that comes up around money. We just need to look at it and have gratitude and love for the relationship back and forth. Acknowledge that money loves you and acknowledge that you love it. So let's recap. One, the blocks aren't important. Don't get hung up on the blocks. The blocks just are what they are, and you can work on it in your foundation period if you want to, but you don't have to fix the blocks in order to to actually expand and grow your income. Two, ease your money ceiling bit by bit so that you're creating within your comfort zone. When we create within our comfort zone, magical things happen that feel really easy. Three, money loves you. Why don't you repeat that right now? Money loves me, and I love money. And it's going to feel really awkward to say those things because it's not a relationship that we usually broadcast. Money loves me, and I love money. And have it be just that simple. So come into the Facebook group, and what I want you to be really aware of this week are all the opportunities that you get to look at money and say, money loves me. And I also want you to call in something very small. I want you to call in money on the ground somewhere this week while you're walking. Call it in so that when that penny appears at your toes, you could say, money loves me, and look, I call it in whenever I want to. That's the grand experiment with this. Have fun and take photos, if you can, of the money that you find this week. And whether it's a penny on the ground or a random payment that comes into you, I want to see how much money and you can love each other. Thanks so much. I love you. Mm-hmm.